There's something about the way we resist coming to know God that's in this first reading today. See, all men were by nature foolish who were in ignorance of God, and from the good things seen did not succeed in knowing him who is. Now, you know, we've got a whole bunch of scientists are absolutely, they evangelize, if that's the word, the atheism. What's the important one over in England? I forgot his name right now. But you see,
Dawkins,
that's the fellow. You listen to those guys debate or talk. They have no sense of causality, that something happens as a result of something else. Except if it's, you know, like material. And it's a tragedy, because that's a perversion of the mind. If you walk out of here and there's a big oil puddle under one of the cars, you're going to say, you know, this guy's got a leaky crankcase. You know, you're going to say something. Your mind is going to look for a cause, because that's intelligibility. That's the way things are. To block that, you see, leads to perversion of all kinds, because you're perverting one of the deepest functions of your whole being. That is, to draw conclusions from evidence. You know, if when I have a caller on, I get in lots of debates about the existence of God on the plains, and it's great. But it's trying to help people grasp and take seriously the notion of cause. You know, that something happens because of something else. St. Thomas, our buddy, says, you know, a cause is what? It's a principle influencing being in something else. That may sound a little abstract, but, you know, there's a cause to that flame there. Something else caused that to happen. It's built into the nature of the mind, and that's why perverting that usually leads to other perversions, because it's so grounded. Now, there are many sincere people who are searching, and they're not there, but they're trying. There are many who simply refuse to let their mind take its normal course of energy and look and find a cause. And that's what all this is, see? All men were by nature foolish who were in ignorance of God, and who from the good things seen did not succeed in knowing him who is, and from studying the works did not discover the artisan. You've got to block your mind from that function. Some people have very learned blocks, you know, like this fella. Though there's more to it than that usually, right? If I'm living a very disordered, I don't know about this guy, he might be doing fine in this order, but if I'm living a very disordered life, I don't want there to be a God. And so there isn't one. And that's where there's such obtuseness. And yet, from there, once in a while, somebody starts out on a serious search, aided by the Holy Spirit, and comes to know the existence of God. Now, we're in chapter 17 in Luke, and our Lord is telling us, this world that you see is going to end. It's not going to be like this forever. And so, of course, they want to know why this is going to happen, you see, or when. So our Lord goes down this list. In the days of Noah, there were lots of people, but only those warned by God lived. Everybody else drowned. So go find out from God how you're supposed to be living and who you're supposed to be helping. Because I think the world's going to end tomorrow. No, but nobody knows. You see? And then it's the same in the days of Lot, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah. Everybody was eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. And then Lot left Sodom, and fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. It's going to come suddenly. And you can't figure it out. Well, now, you know, Mars is in this spot and this is in this. No. You can only know if you desire God. Because if you desire God, then your whole mind is sensitive and is functioning the way it ought to. Still, there'll be a surprise. Then we have this, you remember, there will be two women grinding meal together, one will be taken, the other left. And the disciples say, where, Lord? Funny question, where? Why wouldn't they say when? Say, where is this going to happen? And our Lord cites a parable. Where the body is, the vultures gather. So if you see, if you know, especially out in the desert, you see this, a whole bunch of birds circling around something. There's something down there to eat. And if you're so bright you can figure that out, how come you can't figure out what's going to happen to the world? In other words, there are signs. The most powerful sign is our own death. For us, the world is going to end pretty soon. When is God going to just call the whole thing off? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. But you can read the signs. And if you look at the signs right now, you know something has to happen. I'm not saying the end of the world. You know, something has to happen. The depth of the corruption, especially in this, our lovely United States. The rest of the world used to think of us as being just so naive, so innocent, so American business. The rest of the world looked at it and said, they don't even cheat or steal. Everybody else does. Well, we've lost that reputation, obviously, and we deserve to lose it. But let's not lose the meaning. We have to do something by prayer. And the Mother of God has already told us what we're supposed to be doing, right? Praying, especially for the conversion of Russia. We're supposed to be doing that to change the direction of the course of the world. Well, that's not so hard to do, is it? But we have to be regular at it and pray and give the world another chance. Amen.